Hello, everybody, and welcome to another session of Soul Healing Journeying Around the World. My name is Yaron Halevi, and I'm going to guide you today in this meditation. And today, we will be traveling to Morocco, and we're going to visit Marrakesh. And we're going to explore the Medina in Marrakesh, the old segment of Marrakesh. And we will be visiting the most beautiful and vibrant square in Marrakesh, inside the Medina, called Jemma al-Fana. So for those of you who want to join the journey today, I invite you to find a comfortable location. Make sure the people in your life knows not to interrupt you during this meditation. Make sure your phone is on airplane mode. And make sure you are comfortable wherever you are, whether it be a chair, a sofa, or a bed. And if at any time during the journey you don't feel comfortable, just adjust yourself and make yourself comfortable. And remember that this is a journey of healing and love. And as we travel to the vibrant city of Marrakesh in Morocco, it is all inside of the intention of seeking and finding healing and love as we travel there. So I invite you to find a comfortable place in your house or wherever you are. Close your eyes and take a deep breath. And as you let go of the air, start sending relaxation to your forehead, your eyes, and your mouth. I invite you to take another deep breath and slowly let go of the air. And as you do so, continue sending relaxation to your neck and your shoulders and your arms. On the next deep breath, continue slowly letting go of the air and sending relaxation to your chest and your stomach. Feeling relaxed, some of you might experience that sending relaxation has a sensation attached to it, maybe warmth, tingling, whatever it is, it's perfect. And even if you don't have sensation, it's perfect too. On the next deep breath, as you let go of the air, continue sending relaxation all the way down to your legs until you reach your toes. Feeling relaxed, I would like to invite you to the journey today. And wherever you are around the world, I invite you to go outside and find a place where you can just stand there and let the sun warm your body. And as your body gets warmer, you're starting the conversion to a bird. Notice what kind of bird you have become. And if the bird is not familiar to you, pay attention to the details. And whenever you're ready, from wherever you are around the world, I invite you to start the journey. Heading to Morocco, notice the view as you fly above the world, and I invite you to add some speed. For some of you, other birds will join you as you fly. If they do so, enjoy their company. Ask them who they are and engage in a healing and loving conversation with them. I'm going to wait for you in Marrakesh right before we enter the Medina in Marrakesh. There is a beautiful mosque outside. And I am going to wait for you right by the mosque. And from there, we will walk into the Medina. And I invite you to speed up. And from above, you can see the Medina. It's a very interesting old part of Marrakesh, surrounded by a wall to protect the city in the old days. And from above, it would look so crowded. And the streets are so small and tiny. And most of the time, regular vehicles are not even allowed inside the Medina. Most of the travel inside the Medina are with scooters, horses with wagons. And mainly walking. By now we should all land by the mosque before we can enter the Medina. And it's daytime, and we're going to walk into the Medina through Jemaa al-Fana, the square that is one of the most vibrant square I have seen around the world, and it's very unique and special. And as we go inside, we're going to walk in through the main gate, and you're going to see a lot of tourist horse carriages waiting for the tourists. And of course, this is the main drop of all the people into the Medina, as during the day, vehicles are not even allowed into the Medina. And in that square, you can literally find anything. This in the middle of the square is almost has no building, so it's empty. And then around it, there are hotels and restaurants and bars. And I'm saying bars, but very few, because alcohol is not allowed inside the Medina. Only very few locations have licenses to provide alcohol to tourists. As we walk into the Medina, you'll notice there are segments where people are creating entertainment, and you will hear the flute playing where the Berber people come from, and most of them are snake charmers. And there are definitely cobras and rattlesnake playing around in the square as they play the music. And just make sure if you're planning to stare at them or take pictures of the snake, they will insist you pay them. And many stands with nuts, fruits, and juices. And then of course you have stands with food, and stand that sells all kinds of Moroccan souvenirs, from the tagine to clothing to jewelry. You can find anything you want in this square. So by now everybody have landed, and we're gonna walk in, and I will just give you some time to walk in the square. And listen and enjoy the vibration of that square. And of course, you will find people singing there too. And any street performers or group that performs, expect you to tip them and leave something. So please do that. Leave them a few dollars or whatever you have in your pocket. And as you walk around, notice if there's anybody that you know there. And if you do, engage in healing and loving conversation. If any of the vendors offer you something, find out why he offered that to you and what healing element he thinks it has in it for you. Feel free to walk, enjoy, dance, watch, do whatever your heart wishes in that square. And I will let you know when we're done, so we can head into the Medina.
Ready?
Thank you. come back.
Hola, ¿sí?
meet me at the other end of the square, and I will raise my red umbrella to the air so you know exactly where I am. By now we should all gather together. If you wish to stay in a square, you're welcome to do so. We will walk into the Medina and just experience walking in the streets there. It's a small street. There's a lot of stores that sells everything also. A lot of vendors that sells the local food. They have this bread that they put stuff in it. And of course, meat vendors, for those of you who like meat, and restaurant as we walk in the Medina. And remember, there's a lot of motorcycles. Just be careful. And we're gonna walk, and inside the Medina, of course, there are no hotels. There's only the concept of riads. And this is basically a house that was converted into some sort of a hotel or maybe a guest house where the locals host you and provide you with room, board, and sometimes breakfast. And always good advice how to survive in their city. One nice advice that I got from my host was that the taxi drivers here will try to negotiate with you for a fixed price. She said that if you use the meter, it will always be like 50% less than what they try to negotiate, sometimes even 70%. So we're going to walk in the Medina, notice the scooters around, notice the tourists. Notice the people, notice the vendors, and notice if anyone is reaching out to you, trying to communicate with you. And if they do so, explore it. Find out who they are and what messages they have for you. And we're going to walk together, and we will walk in a circle. And then it's going to be nighttime by the time we end the circle. And we're going to enter again the square, Jemma al-Fana Square, at nighttime, which is a different kind of experience. So we will experience the square during the day and also night. And after we complete that, we'll start a journey home. So have fun with me as we walk in the small streets of the Medina. And I will cue you when we are completing the circle and entering the square again.
Ben bak sana. τα σχέδια, Μιχάλη. Υπάρχει μόνο στο παπούτσι. Θέλω το σχέδιο το τυγρέ. Από
δέμα.
Αλλά όχι, δεν είναι επόμενο. Αλλά βλέπω ότι το έχουν μόνο στο παπούτσι.
By now, everybody should gather by me. Notice the red umbrella that I'm waving up in the air. Find me and join me. And we will be heading. It is nighttime already, and the Medina gets beautiful night colors. And we will head into Jemaa al-Fana again, this time at night. And at night, the Berbers are already traveled to their Sahara Mountains. And most of the activities there are food and group of people singing, and you're going to experience all of it. And there's all kind of, so to speak, open table restaurant, like people who will have a table and or two tables, and you can just go in and sit and eat whatever they cook. It's a cool concept. So I invite you to walk around and enjoy Jemaa al-Fana at night. And I will cue you when we're going to head back to the mosque outside the Medina to start the journey back home.
Thank you. Thank you. É? E tá indo essa direção aqui devagarzinho. Aquela... Mañana todo es cerrado. Por ahora que compraron una cosa. Oh no.
Excuse me.
So everybody, come gather around with me by the entrance to the Medina, where all the tourist horse carriages are lined up on the street. And we're going to head to the mosque right outside the Medina, where we started the journey. And by now, we should all be there. And I invite you to look at the moon and let the moonlight glow. And as you look at the moon, you're starting the conversion into a bird. And you're heading back home. And it's a beautiful night flight. So notice the light as you fly above Morocco. Notice if you see anything in the ocean as you fly. And as you fly back, you can already be present to all the healing that was available for you. And the experience of visiting Jemaa al-Fana. And knowing that, however this journey was, healing is already present and flowing. By now, you should all get to your homes, walk back into your room, wherever you started the journey. And whenever you're ready, you can slowly start rising back up into your awakening consciousness. being present that this journey was a healing and love journey, and everything you experience in this journey should be interpreted from that energy. And as you rise up, I'm going to count until three, and when I get to three, I invite you to open your eyes and be present to your room. One, two, three, open your eyes. And I want to thank you for joining me again for my journey around the world in creating soul healing, journeying around the world. My name is Yaron Halevi, and if you like my work, you're welcome to check my Facebook, Soul Healing Journeying, and also my podcast under Yaron Halevi, Soul Healing Journey. And thank you for supporting my work. I hope you will join me for more journeys around the world. Till then, have an amazing, amazing, amazing day or night. Bye-bye.